We turn now to Day to Day's media editor. Hello, Mike Pesca in New York.
Hi, Alex.
Mike, you also had an interview this week with talk radio host Laura Ingraham. This woman is a former law clerk for Justice Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court, and she's written a new book, Shut Up and Sing. It was number 7 on last week's New York Times bestseller list. And Mike, tell us about her, and why is she a media figure of such interest to you?
Well, what she does in the book is what she does on the radio. It's a populist take on what she says are elite institutions. She talks about the UN. She talks about the Democratic Party, some Republicans here and there. But mostly, she talks about, in her book, the elites who really get under her skin, entertainers, who she respectfully advises to just shut up and sing.
Okay, Mike, here's that interview with Laura Ingraham.
Laura Ingraham, in the time between writing this book and the publication of the book, the poster child for Hollywood dabbling in politics went from Barbara Streisand to Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is quite a transformation. So I'm asking you, do you think Arnold should shut up and sing?
Well, thank goodness he doesn't sing. That's one thing he doesn't do. But, of course, the book is about the elites versus the rest of the country. And someone like Barbara Streisand on her website railing against the Bush administration, or Susan Sarandon railing against the evils of the corporate structure that brought us to the brink of war, or Jessica Lange saying she's humiliated to be an American. Those comments aren't comments that you would probably hear from someone like a Schwarzenegger. It's certainly not comments you've ever heard from the handful of conservative actors out there.
What about a singer or a comedian whose lyrics or jokes are inherently political? That's the content of his message. A guy like Bob Dylan or Bill Maher. Should they shut up and sing?
I think they tend to be a lot funnier, people like Bill Maher, when he's not doing 100% politics in his comedy. I mean, it's a funny occasionally to poke fun of the way, you know, George Bush will mispronounce something. But where do you go with that joke? I mean, to me, it doesn't seem to go anywhere, and it's kind of easy. So I don't think as a long-term gig, it really works.
Well, what about Dylan? I mean, God, he's a great singer-songwriter, but he probably shares nothing in common with you politically.
He's also one of my favorite singer-songwriters.
Right, so Dylan's ear. Would you tell him, tone it down on songs like The Lonesome Death of Patty Carroll or anything like that?
Nah. Dylan's singing. He's singing and performing. He's using his art to move people, and that's fine. So when Tim Robbins does Dead Man Walking, there's a message, a conflicting message, but there was a message in that film. That's much more pleasurable to watch as an art form than it is to hear Tim Robbins at the National Press Club.
So it sounds like you're saying if the Dixie Chicks actually had a song called I'm Ashamed to Be from Texas, as opposed to making those comments before doing a song, you'd have less of a problem with it.
Yeah. I would definitely have less of a problem. I probably wouldn't listen to it all that much and play it on my show, but at least they'd be doing what they're talented at.
Steve Van Zandt, you write about. He's in the E Street Band, and he also plays Silvio on The Sopranos. And here you have a quote from him. He says, I have long supported Kurdish independence in Iraq and have not been a fan of Saddam Hussein's for a long time now. And you stop and say, not a fan? And then you keep quoting him. I think we should have got rid of him last time and finished the job off. Having said that, though, I know from my reading that he is an independent and paranoid kind of character who would be reluctant to work with Osama bin Laden. The lines that you quote don't seem to me to be particularly ill-informed, to be particularly out of step, to be particularly elite. I don't know why you make a deal. You don't make a huge deal of it, but you do stop him mid-quote and say, not a fan of Saddam Hussein. You have trouble with him saying that.
I just think it's funny. Would you say I'm not a fan of Kim Jong-il?
Well, it's
not a fan of Hitler. Would you say that? You wouldn't say that. It's funny. I mean, it's three lines in my book, and Steve Van Zandt is a colorful character.
Actually, I went and I got some tape, and here's someone else who talked about not being a fan of Saddam Hussein.
There's a large population of Shia that is no fans of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. They could revolt.
I mean, that's Donald Rumsfeld, as I'm sure you know.
I think it's interesting that the media would quote Steve Van Zandt on foreign policy and military affairs. And I'm a huge Steve Van Zandt fan. I met him at the Grammys. He was very funny and very amusing. I just think as it would be ridiculous for you to be interviewed on chord progression in any of Bruce Springsteen albums, it would be similarly ridiculous for Bruce Springsteen to be interviewed about his views on, the Kurdish revolts.
Okay, what about Bono? He seems like a humble and well-informed guy. Do you have any problem with him?
He makes it on the short list of entertainment types who've gotten involved in the political social scene who took time to get really, really educated and are actually working hard on an issue. He doesn't go on television and say that, you know, President Bush is evil incarnate, that he's humiliated to have any affiliation with the United States. That kind of sentiment and that kind of arrogance is very, very different from what someone like Bono does. That's needed in this debate. And I think a lot of the Hollywood celebs, people like Streisand or Susan Sarandon or Danny Glover, Martin Sheen, you get the sense that they've never even really spoken to a conservative in their lives. They're surrounded by elites in this Malibu echo chamber of political thought.
Laura Ingraham, author of Shut Up and Sing, How Elites from Hollywood Politics and the UN Are Subverting America. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
And thanks to Mike Pesca for that interview. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.